Dhirandhanath Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Text Number 78, Yadashchay Charitam Dhyayan, Karmanya Chunitya Sakrit, Sati Karmanya Vidyayam, Bandha Karmanya Natpana. Translation. As long as we desire to enjoy sense gratification, we create material activities. When the living entity acts in the material world, he enjoys the senses, and while enjoying the senses, he creates another series of material activities. In this way, the living entity becomes entrapped as a conditioned soul. Repeat. As long as we desire to enjoy sense gratification, we create material activities. When the living entity acts within this material field, he enjoys the senses, and while enjoying the senses, he creates another series of material activities. In this way, the living entity becomes entrapped as a conditioned soul. Purport. While in the subtle body, we create many plans to enjoy sense gratification. These plans are recorded in the spool of one's mind as bija. The root of fruitive activities. The conditioned life, the living entity creates a series of bodies, one after the other, and this is called karma bandhana. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, ajñārdhāt karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. If we act only for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu, there is no bondage due to material activity. But if we act otherwise, we become entrapped by materialistic activity, one after the other. Under these circumstances, it is to be supposed that by thinking, feeling and willing, we are creating a series of future material bodies. In the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, anadi karma phale padi bhavarnava jale. The living entity falls into the ocean of karma bandhan as a result of past material activities. Instead of plunging oneself into the ocean of material activity, one should accept material activity only to maintain body and soul together. The rest of one's time should be devoted to engaging in transcendental loving service to the Lord. In this way, one can attain self-realization. The living entity falls into the ocean of karma bandhana, and as a result of past activities, instead of plunging oneself into the ocean of material activity, one should accept material activity only to maintain the body and soul together. The rest of one's time should be devoted to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. In this way, one can attain relief from the reactions of material activity. Om Ajnana Timiram Dasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnu Sthapitam Yadayati Swapadam Pata Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vatadi Gaurava Parana Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So conditioned life means conditioned to body. The body has the senses and the mind, and we try to enjoy sense gratification. Sense gratification cannot make us happy. Sense gratification cannot last, and sense gratification has aftermath. There's very serious consequences following it. So, who would like to take sense gratification? Sense gratification is short-lasting. It will bring so many or so much misery with it. And sense gratification can never satisfy us. So conditioned life means one who is conditioned to this body. We have to always think, Aham Brahmasmi. But we think, Aham Dehosmi. I am this material body. How people introduce themselves, each other. Whenever new people meet, they introduce with their material bodies. If at all, material body is real, it is only a temporary reality. The material body is a reality, but it is a temporary reality. Then what is illusion? The body is a temporary reality, the soul is an eternal reality, and what is the illusion? The illusion is to think that I am this body. You maintain this body, you have legitimate enjoyment in this body. That's why Shastra says dharma, the kama and moksha. They are not saying that you stop everything. They are saying you follow this dharma, ardha and kama and moksha. That way you can have legitimate or authorized sense gratification. If someone meets with his wife for producing a child, it is authorized. Krishna also authorizes. So we are not against sex life, but we are against illicit sex life. Illicit sex means without marriage, in marriage, without accepting children. This is all illicit sex. Similarly, you know, sometimes people eat very food without chili, without salt. People eat, they avoid all nice foods. That is not mentioned in scriptures. You have to avoid not just salt or chili or some nice food. You have to avoid what is not offered to Krishna. Anything that is not offered to Krishna, you should see it as garbage and reject. That means whatever you want to make, you make. Like today, they'll be making sambar, vada and gulab jamun, nice food, no? Devotees are waiting, no? Because they are eating daily. This Mataji, she wanted to go. When I said, dosa, vada and gulab jamun, I said, I will stay today. So, everybody likes to eat. But what is the difference? When you eat foods like this outside, then you go crazy. You cannot control your mind. And you create problems. But you are supposed to cook nice foods for Krishna daily. And then offer it. And then whatever you offer to Krishna, and only as much as necessary. You can eat nice food, but because it is nice, you don't overeat. Just like daily eat rice or sabji. Like that, whatever is necessary. Otherwise, your spiritual life will be damaged. If you oversleep, if you overeat, atyahara prayasasya prajalpa niyamagraha. Atyahara means over enduring for money or over indulgence. The Prabhupada gives this nice example. Without salt, you cannot enjoy the food. That means salt gives nice taste to dal, to sabji, pulao, like that. Because salt gives nice taste, so if you think if I put more salt, it will be more tasty. You are mistaken. No? So similarly, Krishna is providing, you know, everything in, legitimately. So, like we were, few days back, we were celebrating Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's disappearance day. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was the 10th child of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So no problem. If you have one child, but lot of family planning, that child will also be useless. Just one child is also useless. You may have 10 children, but you don't follow family planning, and all 10 will be very nice. All 10 people, all 10 children will be very nice, very healthy, very strong, very intelligent, because you are following nature's laws. So, the present population is called Varna Sankara. Varna Sankara children born by mistake. By mistake children are born. No planning, nothing. So this is called Varna Sankara, unwanted. In the temple, sometimes they come and say, there is a child, but we don't want the child. That means, what kind of child will be that? That means, you are very uncontrolled, and suddenly there is a pregnancy, and there is a, that means you are in a lusty mood, and there is a pregnancy, and the child is going to be a total mischievous person. He is good for nothing, like a monkey. You cannot train him nicely. Kamakshi Mataji has a son. And she prepared very nicely. She married after she became, she was a devotee before and then married. So She was chanting a lot, praying to Krishna, coming to the temple. Now you are seeing the fruit. You can just learn anything like that. All Sanskrit slokas. He was reciting in my room the whole Brahma Samhita. Just 6 years old. He knows all Bhagavad Gita slokas, all Brahma Samhita. This is called pure breed. Mind, you can focus it anywhere. Small kid, you can just read it and pick it up. But we are not like that, including me, because I became a devotee much, much later. So my parents were trying for a daughter and I was born another son. Nowadays people want one daughter, one son, and one son after the other, and the fourth son. So the point here is, in the sloka, as long as we desire to enjoy sense gratification, we create material activities. Very important statement. As long as you want, you desire sense gratification, that if you go to the temple, Balaji, and want to pray, this desire should be fulfilled, that work has to become success. It looks like, people are going, standing in the queue for 8 hours, 10 hours, that hilly climate, and then women also go and shave their head. Very big thing. The woman shaves her head like her. Shaving head, big thing, because women are very attached to their hair. They will be watching, how long is my hair? What is the use? Simply foolish consciousness. They are proud that they have long hair, things like that. So people go and do all that. But because they don't know, they are simply doing all this for sense gratification. Going to Balaji, giving away her hair, that I want a good husband, that's the idea. Or I want one son. So sense gratification. Nobody is praying to Krishna, I want you. That is called devotional service. I want you. And I want to serve you. And I am yours. This is called devotional service. Actually, if you understand, you go to Krishna and you pray to him, please, you become mine and I become yours. So if Krishna is with you, will there be any shortage, problem, difficulty? Like Prahlad Maharaj was keeping Krishna all the time by chanting Hari Bol, no? He was always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, keeping Krishna. So, very successful. No difficulty could touch him. And although he was a very small boy, and he could challenge one who is the controller of all three planetary systems, Mool Lokal. Just a boy. Hiranyakashipu struggled so much to gain that power, to gain that control, but Prahlad simply by devotional service. It is not even difficult devotional service, simply chanting all the time. All the time chanting. Then you want to depend on Krishna. You want to follow Krishna. So this is called devotional service. Somehow, the people are conditioned, as it is said. They think if I get sense gratification, I will be very happy. But they will never learn the lesson. That the moment you have sense gratification, you lose your intelligence. The moment you have sense gratification, you lose control over yourself. When you have sense gratification, Krishna will neglect you. Because sense gratification is not for human beings. Like yesterday I was writing a letter to Delhi Chief Minister. I was writing, there is going to be a new Chief Minister in Delhi, Arvind Kejriwal. You all also write, preach. The people write comments. It's good. We see that there is a change. There is a great change in India. People don't want these nonsense politicians. Simply make people drink and give them a bribe and get votes, and then we do all no leadership qualities, no concern for the public. They said first time in the history of India after independence, a non-political party. I was reading today also. Everybody was liking the first time in the history of India, one who is a genuine leader who wants to live for the public. He said, I don't want to stay in Chief Minister's big bungalow. My simple house is enough for me. And we don't want big VIP, you know, what is that? Jet security. Jet security means one person will have 12 people around him. One person is moving, 12 people. Like that. Right. I don't want all this. I don't care. I believe in God. Actually, he doesn't know who God is. That's it. When I read that, I thought I should preach to him. Immediately I started writing. Dear Kejriwalji, we like you. Congratulations. But you may have many sweet dreams and plans for the people of India. But if Krishna has no sanction, nothing will happen. As long as your government allows meat shops, as long as your government allows liquor shops, as long as you all have pubs and brothels in Delhi, nothing is going to change. You will get too many headaches because these seasoned politicians, they know that we cannot solve all these problems. Too many problems. So that's why they have left. And this Kejriwal, he wants to take the problems and he will go crazy because he cannot do it. Everybody has problems. Everywhere there is a problem. Everything is a problem. What he will do? No? Nothing. Why these problems are? Because people are living a godless life. And their so-called God consciousness is for sense gratification. First thing is they are godless. Even if you think there are some percentage of people who are God conscious, but it is not God consciousness. It is sense gratification consciousness. Maybe if I worship God, I will get good amount of sense gratification. And people in everywhere, they are looking for sense gratification. And can Kejriwal give all the sense gratification people want? they don't have, the government has no money, and there is not enough for our demands. Say, India has so much population, there is scarcity. That's why prices are increasing. There is scarcity because there is no production. Or maybe Kejriwal can control black marketing, hoarding. But if there is no production, as long as smoking, drinking, and this womanization and gambling are there, you cannot expect that Krishna will bless us. So, then I wrote, you are thinking for Aam Aadmi, for common man, I will give this and I will give that. But what about his too much desire for sense gratification? And he himself is going to violate the law. And then if you come in their way, they will throw you out because of democracy. Again, Kejriwal will be on the roads. All he's a good man, but without Krishna's sanction, without him doing guidance from Bhagavad Gita, nothing is going to change. That's why everybody is watching the tamasha. India has got independence, but we are celebrating what, 57th independence, 47 to 2007, 50 years, so 57 years, no? So nobody can do anything. So we need, not surely, leaders like these people, and Kejriwal may be a good person, and he said, I don't want, generally, if there is a swearing-in ceremony, it involves at least 60 crores for one day. But he said, I don't want all these arrangements. I want to save this money for my Delhi people. And I want to, in Ram Leela Maidan, which anybody can, there is nothing like no big arrangement. Just Ram Leela Maidan, a simple arrangement. And we'll take that. Like big invitations, big auditoriums, and big banquets, and all big shots coming from all over. He said, no, we don't want all this. It's good, but you know that it's people who are very thorough with Bhagavad Gita. These are just people like that came, Gandhi came, and Sardar Vallabhai Patel came, and Lal Bahadur Shastri came. What happened? Nothing happened. So if you really want to change the world, there is no other way. People have to take information from Bhagavad Gita. People have to go and sit with devotees. And I was wondering why our ISKCON people, because we are also for values, no? We are also for values. We don't want corruption. We don't want this, that. We want people to live a decent life. Everybody should have plenty of... nobody should have any scarcity. Devotees also want that. No? This Arvind Kejriwal, bhai, you should take good advice from Bhagavad Gita, ISKCON Bhagavad Gita. And also you should meet and willing to discuss with the devotees. Then this is really, you can make things happen. Just like in ISKCON we are devotees, everything going on nicely, simple arrangements, God consciousness, and no such very difficult situations. You're working hard, but not enough to eat. You're working hard because you are following four regulative principles. And you accepted Krishna as God. And Krishna as God and following the regulative principles. And to keep your mind pure, chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. And you are meant for spiritual enjoyment. So, this will not last very long. So somehow, people should get an opportunity to meet devotees and discuss with them. You know, why devotees many times don't go and preach, do that? Because if we don't ourselves lead a simple life, like sometimes, like we are getting money from the public, all our money is coming from the public, and you live a very lavish life, then you will not have guts to face the public. Live your own comfortable life, and you give Krishna consciousness to people who are interested, but you cannot go to the masses. But there is nothing in you that you have to hide from the public. Then you can always preach boldly, like Prabhupada did. Prabhupada was Jagat Guru, and he also got crores and crores of rupees. Prabhupada got crores and crores. But nobody could find fault with Prabhupada. Prabhupada's life was simple life, and he even gave us a slogan, simple living, high thinking. So temples, he said, just your nice dal, sabji, roti, rice, go on, whatever surplus money is there, you use it for preaching activities. And because money is coming, you just spend it like anything, and then you get used to lavish life, AC rooms, this, that, and all that. And the result is, you cannot have enthusiasm to preach. So you are also looking for sense gratification. So the point is, body is simply a matter of training. It's not that anybody is born with a silver spoon in his mouth. You know, it's an English saying. Can really somebody take birth with a silver spoon in mouth? Is it possible? No. When you say he was born with a silver spoon in mouth, means he is born in a very rich family, that's all. Is that right? Then you use that word. Born with a silver spoon in his mouth. But he is born in a very rich family. So everything is training. However you train your body, like we are not getting up in the morning before we came to ISKCON. Now you are enjoying getting up in the morning. Previously you were watching cricket, cinema and politics and like that. Now you are not interested because now your mind is trained in a different way. For some years you are trained, now you are changed. Now you don't like them. You don't like eating in the hotel. You don't like watching TV or cricket and so on. You are not interested in all this political. What is politics all about? Politics is selfish mud game, no? And everybody trying to criticize others, so I am better to show them. So you read the newspaper, all garbage, no? Simply everyone criticizing the other person. No? And no one is bothered about God, and no one is interested in values. This is called politics. So it's nice that we should all encourage Arvind Kejriwal ji, and also from goodness, how to come to transcendence. From the mode of goodness, how to come to spiritual mode. Then Krishna will be in control. If you are not chanting Hare Krishna, not sure what will happen, not sure what will happen next birth, nothing is guaranteed. And it's a simple process. So Prabhupada wanted, actually, it's not that we are taking interest in politics, because the power and wealth and policies, they rest with politicians. No? They are the policy makers of the nation. And if you don't take interest, if you don't participate in the dialogue, and your knowledge is not given to the people who are the ruling community, ruling class. Now you take the example of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna did not go to some beggar or some Brahmin and give Bhagavad Gita. Krishna went to statesmen, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Arjun. Went there. He said, I know, if I make this one man a devotee, and then he will control the whole nation. You change one man, it will have impact all over the nation. You know? That's why people are looking forward to. Arvind Kejriwal, very nice man. Let us see how you can... because it's a big problem. His colleagues may not be sincere. You know? And people, everybody wants easy life. And then when others are getting arrested, you don't mind. When you get arrest warrant, then you want to revolt. How can I escape? How can I circumvent the law? How can I find a loop in the law and get away? So without God consciousness, you cannot be a simple man. You cannot be a man without ego. And without God consciousness, you are not happy. Then there is what is called labha, puja and pratishtha. Distinction, adoration and profit. Anyone who is not really a Krishna devotee, you know, Gandhi was a very great person, but because he is not free from adoration and distinction, and then the result is that he was shot dead. Because his false ego is there. I am so great that I have controlled my mind like that. He did not give credit to Krishna. And then he was very happy when people called him Mahatma. Very good, yes, yes, you did a very right thing. I am the real Mahatma. Gandhi was very happy. When he was calling people Harijans, you call me Mahatma and I will call you Harijan. Both are nonsense. Gandhi was a nonsense Mahatma, and people whom he called Harijan, you know, whom he called Harijan, not the real devotees. So people are untouchables, he called them Harijan. So if you call them Harijan, they will become Harijan or what? Harijan is a very big thing. No? Harijan means he should not smoke, he should not drink, he should not eat meat, and should know Hari. And then just because to make these slum dwellers are people with all odd habits. Everything is topsy-turvy. It said when you come to the temple, you should be clean, you should not be drunk, and things like that. Then anyone can come to the temple. So temple was restricted previously, because previously people, those low-class people were eating meat and drinking. Now it has become a ritual. These people who are coming to the temple, who are from upper class, they are also eating meat and drinking, and they say, we can go to the temple and they cannot come. What is this? What is the difference? This man is also eating, meeting, drinking, and he is saying, "You are a Sudra, you are a backward caste, no, you cannot enter the temple." So, this is all another kind of foolishness. So, actually the Gita's message is very simple. Gita's message is very simple, that people should become God conscious first thing, and then they have to give up all nonsense habits which are useless. We are not stopping you from taking milk. You take milk, you take good food, you stop other ungodly activities, you stop them. So, sense gratification is the biggest enemy to human life. Sense gratification is the biggest enemy to human civilization. Human civilization means spiritual life. And our leaders are all encouraging sense gratification, and people are going crazy and they are breaking law. Why do people do theft? Why do people lie? Black market? Why do people encroach into other centers? All because their senses are out of control. On one hand, they are saying, you can enjoy sex life as you like. They are saying. And on the other hand, they are saying, if you touch a woman against her interest, and that's a very serious crime. On one hand, you are encouraging them, you are provoking them, and then that guy goes out of control, and he does something, and then immediately he's a big criminal. Why should you make such laws? If the law is saying you can enjoy your life like anything, and then if he's going and touching somebody else, this is a big crime, you are saying. If it is a big crime, then stop that law, you know? Stop that law, don't make such laws. I was thinking, what is actually sex for children in marriage? That is the only reasonable understanding about sex life. Sex in marriage for children. That's the only healthy, right thing. Anything else is simply our mind will be off balance. Simple thing. That's our Krishna is saying, dharma viruddha kamasmi bhartarshava. Krishna is saying. So all nonsense. They are talking about family planning, they are talking about this life, that life, and then they want to maintain law and order. If people are less than animals, how can you maintain law and order? Animals, they do anything, everything, they go everywhere. So we need spiritual discipline. That's why we don't need any of these big degrees, B.Tech, M.Sc., this, that, we don't need. We want people who want to control their sense and mind, and they get everything in life, and they are natural leaders, and they can do a good job. So chanting Hare Krishna is the key for making leaders in this world. First you chant Hare Krishna, then your mind will be corrected. Then you can do something selflessly, and you can do something good. And that's how you can change the society to peace and prosperity. So, people are frustrated with the present politicians, and they are electing new faces, but they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do unless you people write letters, educate. And it's possible, because he is not a Krishna devotee, because he doesn't know. Somebody has to go and educate him, no? Meet him, take an appointment, talk to him. Because he basically is a good man. So That's why you say, from ignorance, you come to passion, from passion, you come to goodness, from goodness to transcendent spiritual life. That's why you don't have to tell a spiritual person, don't smoke, don't drink. They already give it up, all right. The devotees, already they follow it. Otherwise, you cannot be a devotee. So, we have to follow the leadership of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to follow the leadership of followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada. And that way, you can really bring order and shape to the human society. A human society that has no varnasram dharma. The human society know nothing like Brahmin, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Sudras. You are wasting your money, wasting your time. You may like to do good, but if you don't know, just like sometimes mother and a child. Mother and a child, every mother wants that my child should be very happy, very healthy, no? Every mother wants. But mother is not a doctor. So, mother cannot meddle with the health of the child. Suppose your child has some problem, is crying and crying. The mother, she will not make experiments, because she may lose the child. Immediately, my child is crying, I tried some small, simple this and that, but it's not working. And I don't want to take chance, let us go to the expert, go to a pediatrician, children's doctor. So, just like a mother, maybe the best well-wisher of the child, but she has to take the counsel of expert. Similarly, a person may like to do something good for the public, he may like to do, but he doesn't know what to do, how he is going to do. So, we don't have to create any new laws, new activities. Krishna has already given. If you live like this, if you do like this, and I will take care of your yogatshama vahamyaham. So, human civilization means how to curb the senses, how to purify the senses, how to engage the senses in Krishna's service. That is called human civilization. Where God consciousness, selflessness, simplicity and camaraderie, people can all live together, no disparity, everybody. So, here, Narada Muni is telling Prachin Bari, whatever people are doing, simply they are going to repeat the cycle of birth and death. And as long as you are in the cycle of birth and death, nothing will change. You have to suffer threefold miseries. So, we have to vigorously preach. We have to strive hard, enthusiastically. Whomever meet, yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Wherever you go, whomever you meet, you talk to them about Krishna and his message. And that is the best way to bring a real change in this world. Otherwise, people like you have come in hundreds and thousands. It did not make any difference to this world, because they have not recognized the real enemy, sense gratification. Sense gratification is our real enemy, which is not letting us attain knowledge, which is not letting us go near Krishna. And we are unable to serve the people because we ourselves are greedy and lusty. So you want to grab everything for yourself. So Narada Muni is bringing the real point, that is, sense gratification is the real enemy. And not only that, your life will be spoiled in this life, here and now, but because the soul is eternal, and you will have to take another body and start another series of suffering. So, the living entity, when it tries to have sense gratification, is entrapped in the body. So, problems will continue unabated. So the point here is that by propagating Krishna consciousness, we hope and we pray that Krishna will intervene. Krishna will come to our help because we are trying to become his devotees. So ISKCON is like Brahminical community and politicians are administrative class. So the Brahminical community, they are like advisors. So like, if you are really a Brahmin, you will not accept any post. You are not interested. You want to give advice. Because your life is dedicated to preaching and you cannot go into administration, because that is not your nature. A Brahmin cannot be fit for administration. Gandhi was a Brahmin and he tried to do politics and people killed him. He was not the right one. People should be like, uncompromising and strong to be a political leader, but very strong and determined. And you can, if you have to punish, you have to punish. And if you have to safeguard, protect, because you have the power, you can do it. Like that. Not these sense gratifiers becoming leaders and they will sell the country to others. What he will lose? You see, he has become intoxicated in sense gratification. Grandharat Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sriyala Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.